This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. Halloween is coming up very soon, and trick-or-treaters are going to be all over the streets. And Kevin, of all people, has a question about trick-or-treating. Hold on. Go ahead. What is it?
Yes. So I have a question. How do you check your kids' candies when they go trick-or-treating?
When you say check them for what?
Just check them and make sure the candies are good.
You mean not dangerous?
Yes.
I mean, you just kind of eyeball it and kind of go through it real fast. Why are you asking?
Yeah, you don't have children.
Right, because I'm going to take my nephew on a trick-or-treating for his first Halloween.
Yeah, you're for anybody who doesn't know, Kevin is an uncle.
Fun uncle.
Okay. And your nephew is one.
1.5 going on to 2.
Well, we know how numbers work.
Yep. One is too young to take them trick-or-treating.
Oh, I don't
really?
I don't think that's true. One is too young probably to let them have the candy. So you could just keep all the candy. But what's wrong with a one-year-old going trick-or-treating?
Why would you take a one-year-old trick-or-treating?
To experience it.
They're one. They don't have any memories.
But you do.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let me rephrase. By the way, if you have an opinion on what is too young to go trick-or-treating, call 916-909-1065 or text into 73389. Rephrasing. Are you taking him door to door and actually like ringing the doorbell and saying trick or treat?
Yeah, I think we have a wagon.
Okay.
His dog is going to come with him.
Okay.
And there's no older sibling. There's no older child.
What difference does that make?
That's weird.
For him.
That is not weird.
I think it's weird. You can walk around. You
can. If the kid can walk, then I think they're old enough to go trick or treating. And as a homeowner, when my doorbell rings, I look forward to opening the door and seeing a one-year-old trick-or-treater. That gives me a thrill.
I think you should be able to say trick-or-treat in order to go trick-or-treating.
Okay, well, we can work on that.
Well,
we
you're not going to work
more days.
It's not going to happen by Halloween, I'll tell you that.
Kevin, he's steering you down the wrong. Okay, so your oldest son, how old was he when he went trick-or-treating for the first time?
I think 2.5. 2.5.
Kevin's wrong. He robbed himself of those memories. Maybe his son won't remember, but he robbed himself of seeing a tiny little baby in a costume walking around door to door and then seeing the people at the door go, oh, you're so
cute. Oh my God, I'm so excited to see that.
When Connor was one and we took him to a Halloween party, what happened? It was your Halloween party.
Yeah.
He cried like a baby because he is a baby.
I believe he burnt himself with a curling iron that year.
Oh. Well, that was hours before he showed up. Yeah, he was a dragon at your Halloween party, and he was terrified of all the people at your Halloween party. He didn't like it. He recognized faces, but everything else about the body was different, and it spooked him. It spooked him.
Okay, but those were adults. He's going to be mixing and mingling with children.
And he's
going
to have me with him. I can protect him.
He doesn't need actual protection, just like he doesn't need candy. Like, you can walk around. There's nothing wrong with walking him around.
Walk around without getting candy? That's dumb.
Going up to a door with a one-year-old on Halloween and saying trick-or-treat sends the signal that you are just going to eat all the candy.
No, I never think that, Kevin.
Text messages coming into 73389. Trick-or-treating with a very young child is appropriate if you only go to a few specific houses.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't, like, he can go, like, five houses.
I was just going to do three max.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just think that when they're that young, go to relatives' houses, drive there, and that's,
oh God,
that's
don't
it.
Don't do that. What a pain.
I mean, it's just, here, another text message. There are kids who are nonverbal, so should they get to go because they can't say trick-or-treat? Okay, we're getting very serious about this. I was saying that as a silly prerequisite rule for it, but some people say, I agree with Gavin, one is too young, a Halloween party's way different than trick-or-treating.
Somebody else said that. It definitely is.
It is, only in that they're all those people are familiar. It's even scarier to go trick-or-treating.
I think when you're, I mean, you're kind of like, you're on the...
Only in that they're all those people are familiar. It's even scarier to go trick-or-treating.
I think when you're, I mean, you're kind of like, you're on the move when you're trick-or-treating. When you're at a Halloween party, you're there and people are getting loud, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Text message 73389. OMG, I just had this conversation yesterday. When you take someone under 3 years old, you're trick-or-treating for yourself.
Okay, maybe you're trick-or-treating for yourself, but I think you're trick-or-treating for yourself for the memories and the pictures.
You. Okay, well then don't go to the door-to-door for the candy.
That's part of it. Standing there with their little bucket.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And then they go trick-or-treat. Oh!
I mean,
my baby's not two.
Right.
And she's absolutely going to trick-or-treat.
She has older siblings.
If
it's
she
different.
Didn't, she'd be trick-or-treating also.
Super weird.
My neighbors would be so sad if they didn't see her.
They can come over and see her. Anyway, good luck, Kevin. I look forward to hearing the update from the next morning, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.